School board candidates will all get interviews. I'm Paul Wallum with your news. At last night's Campbell County School Board meeting, an update was given on the search to replace board member Dr. David Fall, who stepped down earlier this month. New chair Lisa Durgan said the appointment will be made next Tuesday after all eight candidates have been interviewed. Each interview is scheduled to last 25 minutes with a five-minute break. The interviews on May 2nd will begin at 1 p.m. and end at 5 p.m. The interviews will take place in a public meeting setting.
I will be contacting each candidate and asking that they refrain from watching the other interviews or getting any correspondence of any information in the interviews, just out of a spirit of fairness to all candidates, regardless of when they are scheduled on in the process.
After the final interview wraps up at 5 p.m., current board members will leave the public meeting setting and deliberate candidates in an executive session.
So once everybody is satisfied with the information that they have and they're ready to place a vote, we'll come back out here, resume the meeting.
Durgan said at that point, nominations can be made and voted on.
So, and then we will announce our new board member and close our session. So that happens next Tuesday, May 2nd.
The Gillette City Council also met last night for a work session. Campbell County Fire Chief Bill Shank had a proposal that was well received.
The request was for the City Council to approve $5,000 in capital funds for us to be able to purchase a storage tank for fire retardant at the Gillette Campbell County Airport.
Shank told council members the $10,000 tank would provide plenty of benefits.
Benefits would be we would have retardant readily available for use by Campbell County Fire Department. We would also be able to sell that retardant to different fires, to the BLM, to Forest Service, to any other federal agency that needed the retardant to be flown on one of their fires.
It looks like the council gave it a very quick thumbs up, seeing it as a good investment. What kind of feedback did you get, and how are you proceeding?
I'm very appreciative of the council and their consideration to this and their preliminary approval. We still have to go to the commissioners and the town of Wright to get their approval for them to approve their portion of the capital purchase.
That's a look at your Basin Radio News for this hour. With your news break, I'm Paul Wallum.